Well, quickly, before we bring our missionaries up, I just want to challenge you with five quick questions. But before we do that, I just want to read an introductory verse. Jesus came from heaven to earth. Why did he come? He came to take upon flesh, to be born as a man, to live a perfect life, go to a cross, give his life. And if we put our faith and trust in him, the Bible says that we will live forever. And here are the verses. Being found in appearance as a man, speaking of Jesus, notice he humbled himself. How did he do that? He became a man. And in becoming a man, he became obedient all the way to death, to the cross. For this reason, also God highly exalted him, that's God the Father, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every person, think about that, every person, everyone is going to bow. Every knee is going to bow of those that are in heaven and on earth, and every tongue, not may, not might, but will confess that Jesus Christ is what, church? He's Lord. To the glory of God and the Father. So we find here that God, Jesus Christ, came for you and for me. So a few questions to think about, but before we get there, I wanted to show you these statistics that are riveting. We don't think about this very often, but about every 2 seconds, someone passes away. They slip off into eternity. Think about that, the number of seconds that it's been just in this service since 11 o'clock. Every minute, about 100 people pass away. Every hour, about 6,500 people pass away. So in this service, this hour service, somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 people will slip off into eternity. On Sunday, today, 150,000 to 160,000 people will pass away. One day. And then somewhere between 50 and 60 million people this year will slip off into eternity. Amazing statistics when you stop and kind of let that resonate. So why do we have missions? Well, we believe at Crosspoint that when people pass away, they go to one or two places for all eternity. And our goal is to give people the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's our goal. Because we believe the Bible teaches unequivocally that Jesus is God, that he loves us, he wants to spend eternity with us, and he came to give his life that we might have eternal life. So just a few things before we close. Here's five quick questions. What do you believe about Jesus? Do you believe he was just a prophet, just a man? Or do you believe he was God in the flesh? Matthew chapter 16, he said to them, Jesus said, but who do you guys say that I am? As he spoke to his disciples, who do you guys think that I am? Well, Peter was the one that seemed to do a lot of the talking for the disciples. You know, there's always that one. And he said, you are the Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. It also means the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now, why would Peter say that? Why would the disciples believe that? Because they lived in the midst of watching Jesus do miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. You know, if you were with somebody for an extended period of time and you saw them walk on water, you saw them literally change weather, storms, wind, waves, you saw them bring people back from the dead, you saw them heal limbs, restore people with horrific physical challenges every day, I think you would be with Peter and say, you know what? You're just not a prophet. You're just not a man. You're God. And you are God's son, which means you are one with God. So the question is, do you believe that about Jesus? If you do, then we would want you to help us to tell the world about that. Another question is, do I believe in heaven? I think this is easier. I think a lot of people say, well, I don't know if there's really a heaven, like, you know, we're all going to live life together, but I believe there's something out there where it's going to be nicer than here. Jesus said here, notice, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. You may have a version that says mansions. You might have a version that says rooms. But the point is, notice, what Jesus said, there is a place. And he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to prepare a place for you. So we have to ask the question, if Jesus is God, and if he said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you, you'd have to believe that's true, because if Jesus is God, God doesn't sin, God doesn't lie. So the conclusion is that what Jesus said is true. Well, if there's a heaven, what's the opposite? Yeah, I just went to the eye doctor a few weeks ago, and you know, you've been to the eye doctor, I think, and they said, number one or number two. We don't like to talk about this part because, you know, this is uncomfortable. But why did Jesus come? He came to give us an opportunity to get to heaven because he doesn't want anybody to go where? To hell. Jesus spoke most about this topic than he did heaven. And here in John chapter 3, Jesus is talking to an individual, a priest actually, a Jewish priest. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, which is heaven. Question four, does Christianity really matter? Does it really matter if you trust Christ? Well, I think it matters. It not only matters where you're going to spend eternity, but I think it matters also as you live your daily life. It drives our worldview. How do we see the world? How do we interpret things in the world? You know, how does it help us treat our neighbor? How does it help us to make decisions about life and death and about our finances and about friendships and about how we treat our spouses and how we raise our kids? That's all encompassed. Church, Christianity does matter. And here's one way and one how it matters is this. God created every single person, which means that every single person has value. Did you know that you are extremely valuable? Why? Because you are a creation of God. Think about that. And God loved you so much that he came and gave his life for you. That's an amazing thing to think about. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new person. The old things are passed away. Everything has become new. And then we have to answer one more question. Can God use me? Yeah, he can. You say, Jerry, you don't know how bad I am. You don't know how bad and the things I've done. Well, the good news is God forgives all of that. Amen, church? It doesn't matter what you've done. It's where you're going. You know, as I said the previous couple of, you know, services this morning, will the real person that's perfect please stand up? No perfect people. Now, I've never met anybody that said I'm perfect. We're all imperfect. We've all lied. We've all cheated. It is true. I know some are more gifted at it than others. But we've all been there. We're all sinners. And the word sinner means we've missed the mark. We've missed that mark of perfection. That's why Jesus came, because when we pass away, we're not good enough to get into heaven, because heaven is a perfect place. And so Jesus said, put your faith and trust in me because I am perfect. And God the Father will open the doors for you. And I'm so glad that he does, aren't you? Well, what is today about? Really three things we think about missions. First of all is making a pledge. We've talked about that. Prayer. And then going. Maybe God is leading in your life to go, to serve him in some capacity in missions. And there are so many opportunities now in missions. If you have any questions about where or what you could do in missions, please talk to us. And notice what Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to how many creatures? Every creature. And the creature represents an individual human being. It could be you're here today and you don't know Christ. If you died today, you'd have no idea where you would spend eternity. Everyone here that knows Christ was there at one time in their life. I was there until people knocked on my door as a 12-year-old boy and shared the gospel. And I remember the pastor saying, would you like to go to heaven? I said, Yeah, but I don't know how. And he went through a simple plan, just like I've done this morning, and said, Jerry, are you a sinner? Well, that was obvious, yes. Would you like to spend eternity in heaven? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? Yes. And he simply prayed, and I followed his prayer, something similar to this, not exactly, but similar. And you know what I recognized soon? Christianity matters. Because it changed the course of my life. And I believed it. And since that time, I've done my best in my failings to trust God. So we love you enough today to be honest and tell you the truth. There's a God who loves you and wants to spend eternity with you. You know, your work associate may not. Maybe a church member doesn't want to spend eternity with you. Oh my goodness, they'll drive me crazy for all eternity, right? But here's the good news, Jesus does. And I'm glad that he does, for sure. Amen, church. Well, I'm going to introduce our missionaries. We're going to have a word of prayer. Then we're going to go home. We're going to enjoy our Sunday afternoon. So, following missionaries, if I don't read your name, please jump up. Just don't sit there, because I've been prone to make an error on occasion. All right. Carol Conley and Terry, if they are still here, come right ahead. Carol is the executive director of the Christian Civic League of Maine. You don't see Carol at the 11 o'clock service. Carol was the former principal banger Christian, also our former music director here at Cross Point for how many years?
Eight
years? And still leads music and sings at our 8 o'clock service when he is able, because he travels a lot, he's in a lot of churches, and I love to hear him sing. And Terry plays the piano, and they do a great job. Sandy Thomas is with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm a big sports guy. I remember going down to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp one time with a baseball camp. Where are those camps? Pennsylvania, where are those?
Kutztown,
yeah, university. That was really fun. And so that was awesome. So I appreciate as she deals with young people and athletes. And then we've got Ted and Anna. There they are. This is the Robinsons, and they're with Free Indeed Ministries. And they primarily, but not exclusively, deal with people that have some form of sexual addiction. But what's good about it is they also help the spouses and partners of those individuals as well, and families. And so we appreciate all that they do. And Ted, we're especially thankful for what God did in your life. And we praise the Lord for that. And just brought him out of that, as he has shared publicly before. And we're glad that they are serving in that capacity. Barb and Ed Ford, a Shepherd Godparent Home, they really have a heart for women in crisis. Yeah, give them applause. Their fan club is here. The girls are here.
And the girls are here.
They are here. And the girls come to Cross Point. They also go to a lot of churches with Barb and Ed, because a lot of Sundays they're not here. And I like it when they're not here. Now, let me explain that. I like it when they're not here, because that means they're sharing their ministry in a church. And that's awesome. So when they're not here, I go, good, somebody is hearing about the Godparent Home and what we can do to help ladies and babies. Then the Reeds are here. I think there they are. Doug and Allison, they took over Haitian Ministries from the Brochus, and we are so thankful that God found a couple and that they surrendered to do that ministry. That is a great ministry, and I've had the privilege to go to Haiti a couple of times. Haiti is in a difficult place these days. Very difficult place. So just pray for them as they travel to Haiti, as they do the ministry in Haiti. It's very, very important. They do medical work, the pastor training, and so forth. Dave and Esther up at Living Waters, the Marads, and of course, that's a camp that our church generally is very familiar with. Goes back to Wendell Calder and Mr. Black, and now we have a new couple leading that ministry. We're very thankful for them, glad that they could be here. I know a lot of our families at Cross Point over the years are involved in going to that camp in the summer, or sending their kids, or volunteering up there all summer. Some of our ladies are up there all summer working in the kitchen and doing different things, and some do coaching. So that's a great ministry as well. So we've got Tom Obey with Radio Lighthouse Ministry. I just kind of still see it as WHCF. We've kind of just always used it at WHCF and Solution FM. And we're glad that he is with us today. They are going to be starting their fundraiser tomorrow morning. So we're going to especially pray for them as we all our missionaries. And then the MacArthurs are here as well. We've got Arthur and Eloise. And Arthur is with Outreach to Asian Nationals. They live in Maine, and he is ministering in the country of Laos. In fact, he just got back from Laos, training pastors. In fact, as I'm still the director of training, and so I write curriculum, I find people to write curriculum courses to teach overseas, and they just finished a course on a seminar with pastors and wives, the course was written by that man on the front row's wife. Diane Boldick wrote that course, which you used over there. And from everything I've heard, the pastors and wives really enjoyed that particular marriage seminar. He brought couples in and for a few days did that. And that's absolutely wonderful. And I was originally scheduled to go and teach with Arthur, but the last few months my life has changed a little bit. So I just thought it would be best not to do that at this time. But in the future, we're going. And I'm looking forward to going with you on your next trip sometime, probably next spring, winter, whenever that might be. And then we have the brand new principal at Bangor Christian Schools. Come right ahead, Angela. Angela Brown is the new principal at Bangor Christian Schools. And she is a very, very busy person. So come right ahead, Angela. It's probably first time many people have actually seen you. But you can see her around here Monday through Friday at BCS. So, I don't want to forget, yes, Bill Ray, come right ahead. Bill Ray is with Manna. Bill said he's been with Manna 33 years. I teased him last service. I said I knew him in that ministry when he had dark hair. And so that means that you've been serving the Lord a long time. And Tom, you've been with the radio for 40 years.
37.
So a long, long time. And you're new at Living Waters. Haitian Ministries new. Godparent Home since? 20 years. Godparent Home, Ted, how many years?
Almost 10.
Almost 10. Sandra?
11.
13 with the Civic League. Wow. Praise the Lord for faithfulness. Amen. It's wonderful. Yeah, give him a round of applause. Yeah. And Bill, you just wanted to just give a thank you on behalf of the missionaries here today.
We, all of us, the missionary field, would like to thank you all for keep making it so we can have a day and that we can have our missions that we were doing. Sometimes you don't understand that being on the front line, it's not if we're going to get attacked, it's when we're going to get attacked. And your prayers and this support today gives us a feeling that we're not alone.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, Bill. Thank you so very much. Well, obviously, these are not all 43 missionaries or 42 missionaries we support, but these are a lot of our local missionaries that we want, that we will continue to support, and we're very proud of everything that they do. They'll be around afterwards if you'd like to talk to them, but why don't we all stand as we're dismissed this morning? Let's pray for WHCF, then pray for all of our missionaries on your way out. If you'd like to drop your card in one of those plates, or maybe you're not ready yet, you're still praying, that's fine. You can drop it in over the next 2 or 3 weeks. You can email it in to Nick. Whatever you want to do is fine. We just would love you to play some part in supporting our missionaries. Well, I hope today has been educational and challenging. And hopefully as you leave today, you'll say, okay, now I have a better understanding of how things work. If you have more questions, Nick will be around. He can answer any questions that you might have. You know, it's always good to be in God's house, isn't it? And we just praise the Lord for health, another day of life to serve him. So let's pray together, and then we'll be dismissed. And after I say amen, if you could just wait literally maybe 30 seconds, and that way these folks can get down and get to their tables, and that way when you leave, you can stop by and spend maybe a time with them if you have opportunity to do so. So God, as we close our service today, we're thankful for WHCF, for Christian Radio, for 105.7, for all of the years that you've allowed them to be on the air. And God, as Brother Tom, tomorrow begins another year of fundraising. We just pray, God, that you would meet the needs. Might you prepare hearts even now. And Lord, we pray that that would be successful once again this year. Be with the staff. It seems like when they have these fundraisers, staff get sick. They have problem with their voices. But God, we would ask that you would protect them and watch over them beginning tomorrow morning. And Lord, for the rest of the missionaries on the platform today, we just want to honor them. We thank them for the call in their life and that they heeded that call. And we just pray, God, that you'd protect them, be with their families, be with their health, be with their supporters other than Crosspoint. Lord, just watch over them and give them strength and encouragement. And Lord, I'm sure there are days when they say, I've had it. I'm all done. I can't do this anymore. God, give them the strength to carry on and continue to be faithful. So Lord, we're grateful today for all that you do in our lives. Lord, help us as members of Crosspoint to be found faithful every day as well. And God, we do pray that over the next month as we collect these pledges, that it would be enough to meet the needs of not only these missionaries, but God, that we'd be able to do some of those other things that are in the budget, that we might remain strong. And God, help us never to forget that you came as the first missionary to give your life for us. Lord, might we be willing to support those that are willing to go around the world to share the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh and that he died and rose again because he loved us and gave his life for us. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.